pages 8, 9, 10, 11 and 12. Pages 8, 9 and 10 have a mid-blue background. A picture of a Spitfire plane in flight spans pages 8 and 9 at the top, next to the title written in black, which is Celebrating a Decade at Daedalus. There are six photographs in various size circles of Daedalus business units, events and the Jubilee Park. The article goes on, Celebrating a Decade at Daedalus. When the council purchased the 369-acre HMS Daedalus site in 2015, we wanted to take control of its future to ensure that this important site remained an asset for the community. Now, a decade on, it is the borough's largest employment site, which has benefited from multi-million pound investments and has become a premier location for businesses. In the following pages, we are looking back at just some of what has been achieved to date, as well as what the future has in store. 2015, Fareham Innovation Centre first opened its doors. Now home to 57 technology-led companies, the Innovation Centre underpins the ethos of partnership and creates pathways for businesses and individuals to progress. See more on page 11. 2016, Daedalus was rebranded to reflect the opportunities for businesses. Daedalus Airfield became Solent Airport at Daedalus, and the first new business park was named Faraday at Daedalus. Our initial £10 million investment went towards vital improvements and repairs for the runway, taxiways and apron, control tower and aircraft fueling facilities. New infrastructure, including new roads, were developed to serve the new business premises, which included manufacturing facilities, new corporate headquarters, and also hangars. 2017. Daedalus celebrated its 100th anniversary. We were very proud to welcome Her Royal Highness the Princess Royal as part of the celebrations. Construction of five new hangars was completed at Solent Airport, followed by the completion of another six hangars in 2018. These are all fully occupied by a range of aviation-related businesses. 2018. A £7.35 million extension was added to Fareham Innovation Centre to provide 33 new offices, five workshops and a state-of-the-art conference facility. The Council won Development of the Year and Business Park Innovation of the Year at the South Coast Property Awards for Daedalus. Café at 05 was first opened, offering unique and unrestricted views across the airport and an up-close feel to the airport activities. The cafe was refurbished again in 2023. 2019. A new flight information service enabled the Civil Aviation Authority, CAA, to license the airport for flights for the purpose of public transport or instruction in flying. The council hosted D-Day 75, a fitting event for a location that had seen the highest number of sorties 75 years earlier. 2021. Four new dedicated business units were constructed and opened at Faraday Business Park as part of a multi-million pound investment programme to encourage aviation, aerospace engineering and manufacturing businesses into the borough. The impressive 8-metre Gate Guardian sculpture depicting Daedalus poised to take flight was installed at Daedalus Common. The National Grid's Interconnection France-Angleterre 2, IFA2, high voltage interconnector was declared fully operational, marking one of the largest and most nationally significant innovations in recent years. IFA2 connects power sources to and from the French mainland. 2022. Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Park, formerly Daedalus Common, was opened to the public. This 40-acre park features accessible paths and cycle routes, a dog exercise area, and various wildlife habitats. This open space was enhanced by the aviation-themed children's play area adjacent to the entrance. All the available business hangars at Solent Airport were officially let and remain so to date. 2024. Work started on the installation of aeronautical ground lighting at Solent Airport. This enables pilots to see where to land their aircraft, regardless of poor weather or after dark. When operational, this will further enhance the services provided by the airport. We commemorated the 80th anniversary of D-Day with a two-day event at Solent Airport, featuring static aircraft and flying displays, field gun runs, marching bands, living history reenactments, period vehicles, and much more. Work began on a world-class dedicated search and rescue, SAR, training facility for Bristow helicopters at Faraday Business Park. Find out more on page 12. 2025. We launched a new business website, www.atdaedalus.co.uk, for the Daedalus site, featuring news and updates and opportunities for businesses seeking new premises. Find out more about the Council's work at Daedalus at www.fareham.gov.uk/Daedalus. Pages 11 and 12 continue on the decade at Daedalus theme. The top of page 11 has a photograph of the Fareham Innovation Centre building, showing a large pink signpost in the foreground. The heading in white lettering is Fareham Innovation Centre marks 10th anniversary with record occupancy. Inset is a photograph of two people working on a flight simulator. The article begins in larger pink lettering. With 57 technology-led companies on site, Fareham Innovation Centre has become a regional hub for innovators and entrepreneurs since opening its doors 10 years ago. The Council's aim was to build a purpose-built centre for businesses, delivering high-value jobs in industries such as aviation, aerospace engineering, advanced manufacturing, and marine. Such was the demand that the original footprint of the centre was extended 3 years later, in 2018, more than doubling the footprint to 55 offices, 20 workshops, a conference and event suite, and 4 meeting rooms. The Innovation Centre is managed by Oxford Innovation Space on behalf of the Council, which runs the largest network of innovation centres across the UK and Ireland. However, there is nothing comparable to the innovation centre in the region, and it has become a hub for entrepreneurs, all contributing to local economic growth. Companies, in turn, benefit from unique business support services, one-to-one strategy sessions, and bespoke programmes to help them improve productivity and profitability, all delivered on site by the centre's in-house team. Occupancy at the centre is now at a record 96%, with upwards of 300 people on site at any one time and dozens of networking and knowledge events held annually. Fareham Innovation Centre has also forged strong ties with the adjacent Centre for Engineering and Manufacturing Advanced Skills Training, CMAST, as well as with Fareham College, and through Knowledge Sharing Transfers Regional Universities. This provides a gateway to recruitment for those studying relevant courses and a constant stream of new talent into the region, ensuring the ongoing success of the centre long into the future. The bottom third of page 12 is a photograph of the search and rescue training facility construction site. The article's title is Bristow Flying High at Daedalus, in bright red lettering on a white background. Bristow Flying High at Daedalus. Daedalus has a long history of support for life-saving helicopter search and rescue, SAR, operations. Almost 40 years ago, the airfield became home to one of the UK's first civilian SAR teams, as responsibility for the service was passed from the Royal Navy to specialist helicopter operators. Since then, the airfield has constantly evolved, and in 2008, a new custom-built hangar was created at the site to support UK SAR operations. Today, this hangar accommodates the team of Bristow pilots, technical crew members, engineers and support staff who operate specialist AW189 aircraft on behalf of the UK Maritime and Coast Guard Agency, MCA. Every day, the teams fly operations and training sorties from the base, responding to emergencies and keeping their life-saving skills honed. In the last year, the Council has granted planning permission to Bristow to build a world-class dedicated SAR training facility at Daedalus. Expected to open this autumn, this exciting new centre is well underway and forms the latest part of the unique innovation and skills offering on the Enterprise Zone site. It will enable the organisation to deliver consistency and excellence in training for SAR crews from overseas and here in the UK. The new centre will be an exciting addition at Daedalus and will feature a simulation hall with training pool and helicopter rescue hoist, teaching classrooms, brief debrief rooms, medical training areas, breakout facilities, ancillary spaces to support the above. Daedalus is already an important site for Fareham in terms of economic development, but this new facility will make it equally important for the many crews, both in the UK and across the world, that will receive their training here.